Okay, we're back. I'm calling in from a landline this time. This is Dana. This is February 22nd, 2015. This is our Freedom Formula coaching call, live coaching call. And if for some reason I fall off the line, then just stay put. I will call back in. So we left off with Giovanna and I checking in, and I just saw that Jenna also has called in. But Giovanna, are you there?
Oh, great. I'm here. I'm here and happy. Hello.
Good, good.
Hello,
was I in the middle of saying something to you when the phone went dead?
Sorry, yes. I had explained to you that I've been itching to get on with work, but I couldn't get into the finally entanglement.
Oh, that's right.
Because of, I don't have a...
Let me just double check if we sent you the wrong login. Have you gotten the link to log in for the Freedom Formula Accelerator?
No. I don't think I do, actually. Freedom Formula Accelerator. I don't think I actually even got that. Let's check.
I sent it to you the other day.
So Freedom Formula. Mm-hmm. Here's a link to your agreement. No, that's the agreement. Entanglement work. Democracy. No, I don't seem to see it, but I could be wrong. I have got a confirmation to the Freedom Formula membership call. I've got the document, Docracy. I've got the registration again for, and then that's for the Conscious Mind Alignment work. An email introduction, and then that's not it. And then that link to your agreement.
Okay.
That's Docracy again.
I'm not sure what happened there, but I will resend you the login page information. Right now, unless it got sent to the wrong email address.
That'd be hilarious. I was wondering,
again.
Actually, I thought this was maybe protocol, that it just takes a little longer.
After you signed your agreement, I sent it to you, like, the next day, or I'm not even sure, maybe the same day.
Then yes, that definitely.
I just sent it to you now, again. I don't know where the other one is. Or where the other one went. But that is how you get in.
Exciting. let's see. It's just taking a little while longer, but as soon as it does, I'll sign in to see to check it works.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry about that. That is how you get in. That's where all the trainings are. In terms of signing into family entanglement work, that link is inside your welcome email.
Oh.
So you register for either the live calls, which happens in your time zone on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and it's a Maestro thing that you need to sign into, and it's two separate things. Two separate links that you need to use to sign up. It's under number 5 in your welcome email.
Yes,
if you look at your welcome email,
yes.
It says Freedom Tribe Inner Game Breakthroughs. You can either join us live on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and you need to click on those two links that are highlighted in peach in order to register for that. Or if you can't make the live times, you use the link underneath that to register.
That makes sense. So that was probably... the one I missed.
And then you need to choose a username and a password, and they are case sensitive.
Okay. That's why it happened. That's probably why I didn't go through. It says the previous page is sending to you. For some reason it's taking. Oh no! It took me. It's taking me to the page.
So do you want to join us live, or do you want to do it online? Can you join us
Wednesdays
at 8 p.m.?
Yes, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. I had already put it down in my diary that was the days.
Okay,
every Wednesday.
In which case you'll use these two registration links that are highlighted in peach to register.
I think I've registered for that, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, then you're good to go for Freedom Tribe.
Yeah.
If you've already done that, you don't need to go into the membership site as well. Unless you miss a session, in which case I'll have to have you sign up so that you can retrieve the recorded sessions that we send you.
Okay. So. Awesome. Yes. That was what happened last weekend because of the time zone. Hello?
I'm not sure what you mean, but...
Oh, hello?
If you're registered for those two peach things for Maestro Conference, those two links highlighted in peach,
yes,
you'll be fine. So you're good to go. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just show up on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., call the number that they give you to call, and you'll be getting started. However, I do recommend that you do the crash course as quickly as you can.
Right.
Which is inside your other membership portal, which is the Freedom Formula membership portal, if that makes sense.
Yes, hopefully. but it's fine. I'm signing up now.
Once you go in there. And, oh, I just lost Jenna.
Uh-oh.
I was just going to switch over to her and ask if she had any questions because she's probably already gotten into... I hope we lost her and she needs to dial back in rather than she didn't think that I realized that she was on the line.
No, I think it could have happened because with me, it's the line's a bit funny, so it could be. I'm here. I'm in.
Okay. So do you understand how that works now? If you look on the left-hand navigation, you're going to see a thing that says, I think, crash course?
Yes. No. Crash course. Perfect. I've seen a crash course, yes.
So that's
the one I do
first?
That's
the videos you watch in order to understand what we're doing in Freedom Tribe and to take notes on your family entanglements and your childhood imprints.
Awesome. That's the high-value package. Just go into that.
No, high value packages is your business training.
Oh, that's weird. I pressed crash course.
I'm not logged into the site with you, so I can't look at it with you at the moment. But it should be self-explanatory.
Yeah.
I have an intro video
that gives
you everything you need to know anyways.
Oh, good. Should be fine. Have you found Jenna?
What?
Hello? Have you found Jenna?
Still you.
Jenna or Jenna? Hello?
This is Dana. This is still
Hello,
Dana.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you. Can
I
you hear me?
I can still hear you. Yes, I can still
okay.
hear you. Your microphone's still on.
Oh, fantastic. I was wondering if, is it Dana? If she's come on again.
This is Dana talking. It's only going to be Dana talking. There is no Jenna right now. She just came back in.
Okay.
So, Giovanna, hold on while I check in with Jenna. Jenna!
Morning!
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm so well. I'm very, very well. I'm happy to speak to you. It's been a while.
I know. Did the phone kick you off or what?
I've just been having problems trying to log in, but I think it's sorted now, so fingers crossed.
You were actually logged in before.
Problem.
Could you hear us talking? Because I saw that you were in.
Yeah, I heard you briefly, and then it went dead. And then I tried to call back
weird.
In, and it wouldn't log in. But it's fine.
Oh,
I'm here now.
Okay. Yay! Okay, let me just wrap up by saying something to Giovanna, and then I'll come right back over to you, okay? Did you hear what I said, Jenna? Seems like we're having a bit of trouble there. I'm not sure. But let me just come over to Giovanna.
Hi.
When your microphone is not turned on, I can't hear you, and I only turn on one person's microphone at a time so that we don't have background sound.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm calling from
you.
A landline, so whenever you turn me on, you should be able to hear me.
Excellent. So what I said to both of you is we are on a conference call line, and I mute everybody's microphone so that there is not background sound that accidentally makes a bunch of sound and makes it hard for us to hear each other. I'm only going to unmute one of you at a time because it helps reduce on the background sound. Right now, Giovanna, your microphone is unmuted so we can hear you. Jenna, your microphone is muted, which means we cannot hear you until I unmute your microphone. If either of you need to get my attention, push 1 on your dial pad and it raises your hand. I'm looking on I have a screen that I can look at where I can see everybody's microphone, basically. I have access to everybody's name who's in the conference. I can turn your microphones on or off. And if you want to raise your hand to get my attention, you push 1 on your dial pad, and it raises your hand on my screen. So that's how Maestro Conference works, which is what we're using as our conference call line. And Giovanna, your microphone is unmuted because I want to finish telling you what I was telling you. I just logged in to the membership site and realized that I have not put, I don't think, let me look at the top.
Yeah, the crash course button.
I don't have the family entanglement crash course inside this membership site. It's inside the other one, I just realized.
Okay.
So I thought they were already in here. Perhaps I did not put them in here yet, or I haven't turned them on, in which case you can't get to them from within your portal yet. So I'll go double check if I might have just left them inside the other membership portal, in which case you can, speaking to both of you, you can log in using that link that's inside your email, your welcome email. It's the link that says, if you cannot join us live, use this link and you can attend your sessions online.
Yeah.
You can choose a username and password so that you can get into that other membership site, which is for our family entanglement work and our childhood reimprinting work. And inside there, you will find the crash course, which, Giovanna, you have not attended yet. And you'll need to in order to understand what we're doing in Freedom Tribe.
Good, good. And do I sign out and do I create a whole other username and password, or do I just do the same?
Yeah, you can use the same. You can create it using the same username and password if you like. You don't have to come up with a whole new one, but you'll need to register it. You'll still need to set up your registration. So choose whatever username and password you like. You can use the same one if you like. You can change it if you want.
Awesome. I'm doing it right now.
Makes sense?
I'm efficient.
Awesome. So, Giovanna, I'm going to turn off your microphone until you – well, I'm going to check in with Jenna because she might have some questions, and raise your hand if you have a comment or a question as you listen to what Jenna's questions are.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Figuring out how the system works. So, Jenna, how are you, honey?
I'm fine. I'm really well. Very busy, but I'm fine.
Good. What is some of the do you want to catch me up on a little bit of what's happening in your world in terms of, I know that the last time we spoke, you had a speaking engagement that you booked. Do you want to talk to me about that now and catch me up?
There's two things going on at the moment. One is sort of work stuff. And then the more important stuff that I've been working on was the getting unstuck stuff. I had, in a nutshell, I had a massive, massive, massive breakthrough with regards to what was, I can call it like a black spot, I call it, in my heart chakra, which was unhealed. Childhood trauma that I hadn't realized, I completely didn't recognize it was there. And it related to my brother dying and my self-worth. Because when I went there and I did the healing work on myself, I found I had this amazingly, that's not amazing, I had this spot in me that was pure 100% self-loathing. And it was about healing
wow.
that. And as soon as I recognized, I saw where it was playing out in my life. It was such an incredible moment. Basically, my brother died on my birthday, and I knew that, but I hadn't understood the significance of the fact that he died so quickly. And it was just, basically, I had associated, to tie it up quickly, so I'll bore you with it, but I had associated my birthday, my happiness, my joy at that age. I was 5, excited on the Saturday that it was my birthday on the Monday. My brother took sick on the Sunday, died on the Monday. My birthday got blown out. And so I, at that point, learned that my own happiness, my own joy, was brought around sadness and sorrow and death. And so I learned that day on that birthday that I couldn't be trusted to be loved. It's just not good. Loving me wasn't good, and loving myself wasn't good, and it had always caused problems, which explains why I lived vicariously through other people, why I love other people's success, why I've been a big champion of it. But when I've gone my own work, I've gone stop, and I've sabotaged. You know, we've talked about it before, but I got to the absolute core. And it, since then, I've just gone, no, skyrocket. It's been amazing now that I've sort of dealt with that. That's my big news. And then so from moving
Holy
from
bananas,
work,
babe.
Huh?
I said, holy bananas. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Oh. Dana, if I tell you, I feel like I can't describe the unblocking, you know. And it started with that first. I started reading the Course in Miracles again, and I started to work on my spiritual connection with the God of my understanding, which was so important to me because I just felt that if I didn't deal with whatever it was that was holding me back, if I didn't get to the core of it and unblock it, I would never be happy. I'd never be depressed. And even though academically I was doing the work, you know, doing work on paper, it just wasn't feeling right, and I wasn't doing it right. So it was about unblocking. So that's been my recommendation to everybody this in the last couple of weeks, is you've got to go back and unblock whatever's there, because there's something. There'll be something, and it'll be tiny, you know, but it set the foundation for my life. And now that I'm free of it, it's still a wound. It's still a wound. There's still healing. You know, like any, if you pull out a splinter, it's gonna hurt. There's flesh wounds, but it's healing over lovely, absolutely fine. So and businessy stuff is going well as well. So it's all good.
Oh my goodness, honey! Congratulations. That is such a huge breakthrough. I mean, astronomical.
I know. It's out to you, Mrs., so take credit for it too, because, you know, you started it with that, with the childhood stuff. You remember, you know, the undoing from the childhood, and I told you I had a breakthrough there, which was about school and about my teacher telling me that I couldn't do maths and me believing it, and that, you know, it was just going to next level down. So thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's so unusual how many childhood imprints and family entanglements are actually holding us back. And speaking to you, Jenna, and speaking to Giovanna, we don't even realize how many we have until we remove the blocks.
Yeah.
And then we go, oh my gosh, I had no idea that silly little thing or that thing that I forgot about was holding me back that much. And the more we free you of this, because we're going to do more than just a couple sessions, right? So the more that we free you from your childhood imprints and family entanglements, you're just going to keep having more and more ease in life. It's just going to get easier and better and nicer and happier. So it's so unusual, the places that were actually blocked and we didn't even know. We've just been living with it for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's my message.
Well, good. And did you? I know. I imagine you've had some time to look at the training, or have you yet?
I haven't really looked at it as in depth as I should, because what happened was, and I apologise, but it is on my to-do list that you made me do. Once the blockage thing released, suddenly I was given loads of opportunities to do things, and I literally haven't had a chance to stop and catch my breath.
Okay.
I've got a meeting with one of my friends who will do my admin for me, because I can't cope. I can't do everything. So, I haven't done it, but I am doing it. But everything's just gone boom.
Awesome. Well, number one, how fantastic you have an offer from a friend to do your admin. Number two, one of the things that happens as you begin to disentangle from your family entanglements and re-imprint from your childhood imprints is that life can open up a lot of new doors for you. And one of the things you'll need to be careful of is to not overcommit to and say yes to too many open doors right at the moment, because we still need to build your foundation so that as you grow, you don't burn out or freak yourself out or any of that stuff. So I'm sure you already know that, but just punctuating to the whole group that it's important that you make time to do the video trainings that I've just created for you, so that we make sure we build you a strong foundation such that when we help you spread your wings and you can start saying yes to all these new opportunities and we start getting you some speaking engagements and then international speaking engagements or, you know, on the radio or whatever it may be, I want you to be prepared for that. I don't want you to not have enough of your foundation built and your systems in place that later on everything starts to fall apart and we have to go all the way back to the beginning and build again. So make sure that you do the trainings now and start building your foundation so we don't run into that problem later. So Jenna, whenever you can, I know all these doors are opening right now. Whenever you can, try to set aside time to make sure you do the trainings, because the next thing you know, I'm going to be putting up more trainings and you'll get behind. And then you'll possibly feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so behind, it's stressing me out. So I don't want you to get to a place where you feel like you're too far behind. So try to set aside some times on the evening or the weekend. The videos aren't that long, and try to hop in there and do the few bits and pieces that I've taught you this month. And for both of you, Giovanna and Jenna, be sure to hop onto the Facebook group and introduce yourself and post a photo of yourself so everybody can get to know you, because you already have the opportunity to talk to each other in the group and elicit each other's help. Yeah. Because in the video training, there is two things this month that I'm asking you to write something down. One is to create your price packages, which is very exciting. It's your menu of packages for your clients to choose from. And the second thing to do is to create your specialties list, which is a list of different things you can do for people so that they understand what you have to offer. And I want you to start getting to know everybody in the accelerator so that once you've written your first draft, you can pop onto Facebook and say, hey, I've got my first draft of my price packages ready. Is anybody willing to do an exchange? We can look at each other's, you know, send me a message. Let's hop on the phone. So do be sure, both of you, to hop onto the Facebook group and introduce yourself so that we can kind of get that ball rolling. I'm also about to set up accountability pods, so people that you'll be staying in contact with and helping each other make sure to stay on top of your game and stay accountable to each other, because it's much easier that way. So, Jenna, does all of that make sense, my darling?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just giving myself a deadline to make sure that I've done the video, finished off watching the videos and doing the things that you've asked me to do. So if I put a deadline down for
for the night. If I put it down, for, I've done everything. I'm fully up to speed. Like, when are you? What's a good date? Do you suggest that I have everything? You know, what I'm like with lists and getting admin-y stuff done, which is why I've got somebody else doing it.
Because I can't do it. I'm not very good at it, and I hate it so much. So I'm palming it off on someone else. But when do you want me up to speed by? Give me a deadline.
Are you able to do things in the evenings when you get home from work?
Yep.
Ideally, if you can watch all the videos, say, tomorrow night or by Tuesday, they're not that long, which is why I say by tomorrow night you could have watched them all already. And then get your first drafts of those two. Well, there's actually a few different things to do. There's creating your price packages, and I've given you templates for that, so you can just copy liberally, so to speak. There's your specialties list, and that one you have a little bit more time with, because it's kind of like a, hey, if you've already finished everything else up, get started on your specialties list. But some people aren't ready for that yet. They're still working on their price packages. In fact, let me tell you both of you this in order. The first video is interviewing your prospective clientele. So I said choose about, you know, 4 or 5 people, maybe 7 or 8 people, who are people who you wouldn't mind if they signed up to be your clients. Like, these are people who you think, yeah, this is the kind of person I want to go after as my clients. And I've given you a list of interview questions, and you just try to get people to be willing to do like a 30-minute interview with them, and tell them if they're willing to do a 30-minute interview with them, in the future, you will give them a 90-minute free session in exchange in the future.
Yeah.
And so try to get, you know, 4 or 5 people, maybe 7 or 8 people, to be willing to let you interview them. And you can actually go in the Facebook group and ask other people in the group to allow you to interview them if they're the kind of person you would consider having as one of your clients, or that you would think would be one of your ideal clients. So step one is interview a group of people to learn about what they want. Step two is to create your price packages, or your packages, I should just say, based on what people said they wanted. So, Jenna, you do the coaching. The kind of coaching you want to do is with, is it men or professionals? I can't remember if you decided you want to work with men who are like...
Professional. Just
professional.
Men, professional men and women. But my leaning is towards men, but women as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so you would try to interview, you know, 5 to 8, 5 to 10 women and men professionals, and find out where are the places they're feeling stuck, what do they need help with. And then when it comes time to create your packages, you know what to put in the package based on whatever their biggest needs are. So if they say, if the most of them say, some of my biggest problems are, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough free time. I'm always working too hard. Then one of the things that goes into your packages would be something like time management mastery.
Right.
You know, maybe you would do like 4 sessions with them of time management mastery. This is just an example. So in order to know what goes into your high value packages, you need to know what your clients need really badly.
Right.
And so you'll create your first draft of your price packages. That's step number 2. Steps number 3 and 4 are about helping you stay organized. And Jenna, you're the one who keyed me in on this, how important this is. You said, I need help staying organized. So I created these 2 videos because you reminded me of how important this is to have right at the beginning. So I created a video on how to set up your to-do list and a free app that you can use for that. And then I created my fourth video on how to set up your electronic calendar system. And I used Google Calendar. And then
you're such a star.
So you can tell probably that doing the interviews will take a little bit longer, and it would be great if you can watch all of these videos by Monday night, because they're not that long, so that you can start booking your interviews, because that depends on other people's schedules. And you want to kind of knock them out as quickly as possible so you at least have some data to help guide you to know what to put in your packages. Create that first draft of your packages. And then because you probably have to do the interviews first, you're not going to be able to create your packages right away, probably, unless you kind of already know what your population wants, which, Jenna, you might, because you've already been talking to and doing some work with professionals. So you might be able to do your first draft of your packages just based on what you already know about professionals. That's just a sidebar. Mm-hmm. Speaking to you, Giovanna, if you already know the population you want to work with, and you already know some of their biggest problems that they need solved, you can also begin to create your packages before you've done all of your interviews. However, once you've done your interviews, you may need to go back and change what's in your packages, because you might learn that their most important problems are not what you thought they were. And then you don't have to wait on anybody else or wait on any interviews before you get started setting up your to-do list and your calendars, so you can do that right away. It's quick. It's easy. It doesn't take long. And then you can move on to the next thing, which is your specialties list, and that doesn't depend on anybody else either. That you can just brainstorm on your own and come up with your first draft. I hope that makes sense and that I outlined it clearly. Does that make basic sense, Jenna?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question with regards to where should I actually look for the people that I want to practice on? Am I looking in my own circle, I don't really want to work with my friends? Or where should I look for my population? Do I actually go out? Because I don't mind, going into the city and just talking to people random on the street, if that's what it takes. But I don't understand. Come on now, Zena, it's me you're talking to, remember?
Yeah, so you can choose any method that kind of gets you as many as possible as quickly as possible. So if you have friends who are professionals, try to commandeer them in. Commandeer? Try to get them to participate if they'd be willing, because it's fast and easy. It doesn't mean you're going to work with them in the future. We just need people from the population you want to work with in the future.
Okay.
Ideally,
that's fine.
If you really want to be specific, choose only your friends that have the personality types you would want to work with from the professional world.
Okay.
That would be narrowing it down even more. But if you're having trouble finding people, just go with as many professionals as you can get a hold of. If you stop people on the street, great. If you use people in your own workplace, great. Try to get as many interviews as fast as possible just so you can get through it. So if it means doing all three of those because you can book them much faster that way, then do it.
I'm going to a networking event on Tuesday. I think I can, of professionals. So I think that's probably a really good feeding ground for me. Because it's 160 people going to that event, and they're all professionals. So I think I'll do it then.
Great. So you could tell them when you meet them, hey, I'm looking for, 10 people to do 30-minute interviews with me, and in exchange, late in about a month or two, I'll give you a free 90-minute session to help you with your professional life. Would you be down? And you just try to get as many as possible.
Okay. I get what you're saying now. Yeah, I can see. Oh yeah, I can see that. That's brilliant.
Sobuji, I'm sorry. Say that again. Jenna, can you say that again?
Oh yeah. So I said no. I now that you've explained it, I understand exactly what you mean. What you mean, and I know what I've got
Perfect.
To do. So that's clear for me. Thank you.
Yes, awesome. Fantastic. For both of you, if you want, you can log into the members portal right now, thefreedombusinessformula.com. And if you log in and click on high-value packages, you will see the, four videos I just mentioned. And I'm about to add video number 5, which is creating your specialties list.
Can you repeat the web link for me, please?
Oh, thefreedombusinessformula.com. You'll need to have registered already in order to get in, and Jenna, I hope you've registered. If not, you'll need to look for the email where I sent you the registration link.
No, I'm registered. I'm just logging in now.
Perfect. And Giovanna, you can do the same thing. In fact, I don't think there's a lot of background sound at your houses, so Giovanna, I'm gonna turn on your microphone. We shouldn't have too much trouble with sound.
Hi.
Hello.
Hiya. Hey.
I can hear you. So, have you been following along pretty well so far, what we've been talking about?
I have. It's been actually really helpful. It's wonderful how effective it is to actually have someone else going through the same thing. Listening to it actually really helps. So it's been great. Also, just before we carry on, hi, Jenna. I thought I'd say hi.
Oh, hi.
I actually recognized who you were from when you were speaking your voice. I was like, wait a minute, I know her. From Dana's networking event and then from Minute and Mind.
Oh, perfect.
So I was like, great, a familiar face. So just
yay! Yeah, both of you are completely outstanding, fantastic, out-of-this-world people. I can't imagine that you won't totally hit it off with each other. And who knows if there's some joint ventures in the future. For the both of you, so, that said, I wouldn't be surprised if you got together in London or at one of your houses and did some of this work together and, helped each other out or just got on the phone.
That would be actually really helpful, having someone else, like another buddy, doing this together with me. Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are both of you logged into the Freedom Business Formula right now?
I am.
Yes.
I think that's a yes from both of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Click on the high-value packages.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can see that module 1 is your niche interview questions, where I teach you about what the questions are and how to do your interviews. Module number 2 is creating your high-value packages, so how to create that first draft. Module number 3 is Wunderlist, your to-do list. Module number 4 is Google Calendar, setting up your calendar. At the very bottom, there's some downloads. You can download your interview questions and the price package templates that you can cheat liberally from. Use them as your guide.
Excellent.
No need to reinvent the wheel. Just look at what we've already got as examples, and if you want to basically pretty much kind of fairly copy it, you can do that.
Awesome.
And then I'm about to upload a new video tonight or tomorrow, which is your specialties list. That'll be module 1-5. And then I might put a couple more informational things in here. Nothing where you have to, like, do new stuff or create new stuff, but more so just some more videos that help to explain what I've already shown you.
Oh, okay.
And open your minds to how much money you can make as well. I want to show you what it looks like to be able to have to reach six figures in your business. I'm going to give you a few different examples of how you can price your packages so that you can get there. And I'm also going to talk to you about how to price your packages when you're just beginning and charging money is new for you. So I'll probably create a video on that just so we can have a little bit of conversation around pricing and your own comfort around pricing and how much you charge.
I have my first paying customer. This contacted
what?
Me. Well, yeah. This is
wait
what I'm saying. Everything's just taken off. Well, that's it.
I mean, did they already pay you?
I haven't. I sent her the pay. I sent her the PayPal payment request, and she's emailed me back. So I've got to. I saw the email back this morning. I haven't opened it and read it. She wants to meet on Tuesday. So that's the option I gave her. So yeah.
Whoa.
But everything's just. That's what I mean. What's that blockage? Everything just like bang. To the point where this week, I can't tell you, know, I would have done all the stuff you told me to, you know. But I've got to. I had to meet with an accountant. I met with an accountant purely by chance a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying to me, he was explaining to me tax and how I need to from now. I need to get my tax head in order because there's so much stuff that I can claim back for and I need to manage that better.
Oh, yes.
So I've been trying to sort of keep that and trying to do lots of little things that needed to be tidied up that I just wasn't expecting, which is why I've reached out to my friends and said, look, you guys have got skills in this in these areas. Help me out here. And let's, everyone gets a slice of the pie. And so, yeah, it's just gone.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well you are getting a bit ahead of the game because signing on a client already, one, you don't have your client contracts yet, or have I sent it to you?
Yeah,
that's not coming until the second month, next month. So just to give you guys a bit of the big picture, my quick cash flow method or my jumpstart your cash flow method sets you up with creating your price packages, creating your specialties list, creating your free consultation script, and then having your client contract in place. That's the bare bones minimum of what you need in order to start taking on clients. And so, Jenna, you've already got somebody who wants to work with you, which means you somehow in there have already done sort of an enrolling conversation with her. Great that that's already kind of like rolling forward. I'm still going to teach you a method that tends,
that's what I'm saying. Although, because what I've done is although this lady wants to wants us to work together. I'm not charging her in order to. I want to stick to the formula. I want to follow what you're teaching me, Jim. I want to do the way you've done it, which is fine. But this lady, what she needs for me it's not going to sound harsh, but she's someone to practice on in terms of how I actually sit there and coach. Do you see what I mean? And so because I use color profiling. It's an actual tool that I have to pay for. I'm passing the cost on to her, plus a little bit extra for the time it's going to take me to do it. But I'm not seeing her although she's like a test client, if that makes sense, as opposed to a
perfect.
Proper.
Okay, wonderful.
I want to use I need the practice of sitting down face to face. And what do I actually say? How do I present it? That's why I wanted to engage with people because I want to do the formula the way that you set it out because I want to be successful. But I need the actual nuts and bolts practice with someone in front of me. And if they're going to pay me,
it's perfect. Wonderful, wonderful, great, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'll be teaching you next month about signing up clients is number one, they should not receive their first session until they've signed their contract or their agreement and they have paid you. So no actual coaching happens until there's money in your bank and they have signed the agreement. Then you can have your first session. Now, if they have delayed on either of these things, they do not get their first session. So that's a general rule of thumb to keep you from running into the accidents that I ran into by not knowing that when I started out. So I want to help you avoid all the pitfalls and potholes and dead ends and headaches that I went through because I didn't know any better and I didn't have the best mentorship.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I do. But I want
someone
to practice with. I need someone to practice on.
Perfect. She wants to pay. Love
me
it. Wonderful. Okay, that works out. Cool deal.
Thank you.
And yeah?
Yep, fine.
Who was that?
Sorry, Giovanna, I'm hoping.
No, don't worry. I was actually going to ask, could you put me on mute for just a second? I need to blow my nose and I didn't want to make too much noise.
Oh, you're so adorable. Of course, my darling. 1 second. Okay, Giovanna, blow away. You have silence and privacy, or privacy since I'm talking to London. So, Jenna, awesome. I love that you're just kind of like getting the wheels rolling, getting yourself in the zone, kind of in the practice of being with clients. One of the things that I often have to caution new coaches with is this sense of I can't charge anything until I have a lot of practice. Because if I'm going to charge people, I better be really good. And that is, I think we all feel that starting out, but it is one of the types of thoughts that will hold people back. And it's actually not true. You don't have to be super practiced in order to start charging people. Studies show that when people don't pay for their coaching, they get much, much, much less out of it in terms of the transformation that you provide in their life. It is less long-term. It is less transformative. Even if you actually do get some transformation in the process, psychologically it doesn't work as well as if they are paying because we unconsciously have a what is fair and what is right sense inside of us. And there's something about when a client actually gives to you so that when you give to them, it's in the right order of giving and taking. Does that make sense? Can I say it that way? That we're following a good practice of a balance of giving and taking. Then you're going to get much better results. The client is going to actually pay attention from a much deeper level during the coaching when they have paid. What's the saying? There's an actual saying that gets said. There's a saying that is when clients pay, they pay attention. That's one. And if you don't pay attention, you pay with pain. That's another saying. So one of the things that I will challenge each of you in the course to do is to not fall back on, well, I'm not ready yet because I haven't practiced enough, which it doesn't sound like you're going to do because you're like chomping at the bit and ready to go, but I just want to kind of just say this into the group field to let kind of everybody's unconscious know that in essence, when there is effort and time given from the coach, there should be also some payment in return from the client, even when it's like a newer experience for the coach. So that's just a sidebar. And I'm super pleased that you're getting some practice already, because I know that will help you feel more comfortable and confident going forward. Giovanna, have you blown yourself nice and clear?
I have. It's been a while. Yeah, no, absolutely. I was going to ask about that because, I mean, I feel very ready. I've been doing it for long enough. The question I have is when it comes to friends, for example, people around my age that I'm very close to, I have grown accustomed to doing coaching with me for free. Hello?
Keep going. What's your question?
Oh, you're there. How do I get out of that trap, as it were? Because I have graded for myself. I'm very aware of that. But just as you were speaking, it made me realize I have a friend of mine that's just asked for some coaching because she's going through some things. She needs to kind of figure out what her path is, needs to figure out what next step to take in her life path because she doesn't know what she wants to do. And I'm very, very happy to do that. It's, you know, what I love. But I realized as you were talking, actually, you know, I was already offering for free and she was expecting it for free. How do I get out of that kind of trap for that not to happen all the time?
Yeah. So great question. And what you would say to people is, I'm officially starting my coaching business now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm no longer in practice mode.
Okay.
So I'm happy to coach you, and we would need to find a win-win situation so that there is a balance of giving and taking. I mean, you might not, depending on who the person is, you might not say, so there's a balance of giving and taking. It's a little bit kind of a spiritual kind of woo-woo thing to say. But you can say, I've officially started my business now, and then I'm opening my practice. And so if you'd like to talk about getting a couple sessions with me, then we can talk about that, and we can try to figure out some kind of package that could work for you.
Oh, awesome. And that's fantastic.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say that's fantastic for future, for anybody that may ask me from now on. When it comes to someone that I've already said, yeah, absolutely, let's put in a time and get together and I'll help you that. That's already me that's a contract already.
Sorry. Right. Did she say, can you coach me on this topic? And you said, yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, I did. I laid the trap.
No worries. So this is one of those important aspects of running a good business, which is integrity. So if you've already said you were going to do something, you really shouldn't go back on your word.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. With her, she's my best friend, so I couldn't, even if I wanted to.
This is speaking to the whole room, not just you at the moment. Like, conceptually, as a practice, I'm just going to give you a random example. Let's say you normally charge $100 per hour for coaching, and you've been doing that for years, let's just say. And then let's say you got a new customer one day talking to you on the phone, and they want to work with you, and you accidentally quoted them $50, or you told $50, 50 quid. For some reason, you told them, yeah, I could do that for 50 quid. Here's this, here's that, here's my packages list, and for whatever reason, they sign up for 50 quid. At that point, even though you've been being paid 100 quid an hour for the last 2 years, at that point, I would recommend that you still follow through with that person and you take it as like a business lesson learned to not send your packages without looking at them before you send them, because you might accidentally send an old price package and you didn't notice. So in essence, once you've said yes to somebody and you've agreed to do something and then you realize, whoops, I made a mistake, for the most part, unless it's pretty dire, I usually recommend that you stick with what you've done, unless it's one of those moments where you really do need to change it and you need to kind of open a conversation that says, hey, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize this, I gave you the wrong price, or I said the wrong thing last time, it's actually this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to kind of just double check and renegotiate, because if I do it at that price, it's a win-lose. Like, I'm not really covering the cost of my time, and I'm really sorry about that, but I do have to send you the correct price package. Now, you can do that, especially if it's early on in the agreement, but it's one of those things where I really try to encourage people to stay in integrity as much as possible, and if you've made a mistake, then the attitude or the perspective to take with it is I just paid for a class on paying attention to which packages I send. And the cost of that class was $50 times the 6 sessions that he just bought. So the price of that class was $300. So when we make mistakes and we end up having to pay for it, rather than it going back and kind of going back on our word once we've already given it, especially if it might sully our reputation a bit, if it might upset the other person because we've kind of already gotten too far in the negotiation to go back, then just consider it a class that you've paid for to learn that lesson. Because we, as humans, remember the lessons that we go through where we have to pay a price. It's the same concept I just told you earlier about your clients paying. You will remember to send the correct packages in the future because you paid $300 for that class. If that hadn't happened and I just told you, hey, by the way, everybody in the Freedom Formula Accelerator, remember to double check your packages before you send them out. That won't stick in your brain probably as well as if you paid $300 to learn that lesson.
Yeah, that's true.
So when it comes to needing to go back on something you've already said, I often will tell people, just bite the bullet and consider it a class that you just paid for to learn that lesson. Because it's better that you stick with integrity than it is to go back and try to renegotiate and burn a bridge with somebody if the negotiation has already gone too far and it's really past the point that you should try to go back on what you said.
Hmm.
So that's just a sidebar.
Awesome,
and the final answer, Giovanna, is yes. If you've already said to that lady, your good friend, that you'll do it for free, then the thing to go back to with her is to say, so just to be clear, we're going to do 2 1-hour coaching sessions to help you with this transition in your career or with your purpose. Does that sound about right? And she says, yeah, 2 sessions, great, sounds good, 1 hour each. And then you can do them. And then at the end of that, at some point, you can say to her, now I'm officially opening my coaching practice, and I can't give away freebies anymore.
Awesome.
Now, granted, if it's a best friend, there are times that I still just off the cuff give my friends some coaching in the moment. But if they're going to set up an actual appointment where I do like a real session for them, then it's more like, okay, we need to talk about an exchange here.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing, because that's the thing I have to maybe establish with my friends, with my best friends, is so that there is some giving and taking. I mean, they're amazing, and we have a very giving and taking relationship as it goes anyways. But when it comes to a professional relationship, I'm going to have that's a new kind of path for me at the moment, so I need to make sure that I'm stepping in the right direction. For example, one of my other best friends, she knows that she can just call me up and say, look, I really need some help with my uni work and career advice, like some career support, so can you do a coaching session? And I will do that because I love her,
sure.
But I wasn't sure whether that would be professional or whether it's going to be good for me setting up myself up for the future, or whether I should still go with my gut and just do it.
You're at the beginning of trying to set up your business, and so I'm going to be encouraging you to try to spend more time getting paid clients and spend less time giving away your sessions to your friends.
Yeah.
Just because I want to get you in the practice, the habit, and the rhythm of learning how to get clients that actually pay you, because there's still a learning curve to that. So I personally want to help you protect your time by not letting you give away so much of your energy right now, because we're in a launch phase of trying to launch your business. Later on, when you have more time spaciousness, like me at this point, it's up to me if I feel like wanting to gift that to my friends as a gift or not. If I'm really busy, then it's not a good time for me to do that, you know. If I happen to have the time and that day maybe I feel like I've got extra energy, I feel good, I don't feel tired, then sure, maybe I'll just be like, hey, do you want me to, you know, chat with you for the next 20 minutes about that, see if I can help you get some clarity? And they say, sure, I love that. And it's kind of off the cuff, right?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. When you're first starting and you want to make this transition and let your friends know, a quick and easy way to do it is to write an email that says, hey, everybody, I want to thank you so much for your support over the last two to three years as I've been working on learning my coaching skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know, you can say whatever you want about that, kind of give them more love and accolades. Mm-hmm. And then next paragraph you can say, I'm so excited to share with you that I'm officially opening my coaching practice now. And so if any of you would like coaching sometime in the future, then let's have a chat. And I'm going to start charging now for my coaching as I'm officially starting my business. So we can have a chat. We can work something out that works, you know, for both of us. And for those of you that maybe cash flow isn't, you know, overflowing at the moment, we can also talk about trade.
What trade?
Because at the very least, by the time that you kind of get started in your business and somebody wants like an official session with you that's a friend, at the very least I would recommend some kind of trade if you're not doing one of those off-the-cuff kind of from the goodness of your heart moments where you just kind of feel like giving a gift.
Cool. And then it's the energy, so that works well. Great.
And then it's trade, but my recommendation with trade is only trade for things that you actually need.
Okay.
So, for example, I had a hairdresser who wanted to be in a 6-month program with me, and they wanted to do trade. But I don't need a haircut every week.
Mm.
So it's not a good trade for me. So I do recommend, the rule of thumb, don't take on trades because you're doing the other person a favor. You end up giving twice.
Right, that makes sense. Oh, well, with the hairdresser, wouldn't it be that it's every amount of time that you would have with her, you would have as same time allocated for hairdressing, haircuts?
I go get my haircut once a year, maybe twice, personally.
Fair enough.
Like, I'm not one of those people that gets my haircut all the time. I like it long, so I just let it grow, and then I cut it short, and I let it grow again. Technically, I could have worked out a deal that said something like, in exchange for being in this 6-month program, I get to have my next 12 haircuts with you for free, and I get to use them over the next 10 years or something like that. I could have done that, right?
Yep, that's fair.
However, it's up to you to choose. So what I'm recommending is don't give in to a trade if you're just doing it as a favor for them and you don't really want or need what they're offering.
That's good. Rule of thumb.
Only take on trades where it's truly a give back to yourself, because otherwise you end up accidentally giving twice. You're not fully receiving what they're offering because you kind of really don't need it or want it. So that's my thing on trade. So we're We're 15 minutes past time. So I did want to give you a way to quickly email your friends and tell them, like, hey, I'm officially hanging my shingle outside my door. I am opening my business. Yay, thank you so much for your support. And as we go in the future, if you want some coaching with me, then let's have a conversation around how, you know, how we can make that work, since going forward, I'm going to be charging something for my coaching, and we can always figure it out and find a price or find a way to work together that works within your budget. And if not, if cash flow is just kind of really tight but you need my help, we could always talk about a trade that could work.
Awesome. Could I, would it be okay if I wrote this email and send it to you first, just to, for you to check that it sounds right before I send it to everybody?
Yes. So you're also coaching with me privately as well, right? We're doing some private sessions throughout the month. And so so during those private sessions, I will do document review, which means whatever you write, I will look at and help you rewrite it if need be, or at least at the very least, give you my feedback, give you my, like, ooh, I would change this here, or be sure to add this at the end, or whatever it may be. Ooh, don't say it that way. That'll get you in trouble. People will think it means this when it really means that. So, yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
You can
go
ahead and write that in during our next. Say again?
I'll have this ready for the next session then for us, so that
you
can just have a tick, yes, no, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Yay. Let me open up Jenna's microphone since she called back in. Jenna!
Hello.
Hiya. We lost you, but we got you back.
Can't lose me for long.
Okay, good. I don't know if that was useful, but I hope you heard the part about how to help transition people who are used to free coaching into paid coaching.
I had it. It was very useful for as you said, like a sidebar and to have that in my head. But one, for me, it's one step at a time. You've given me to do with regards to finding, on Tuesday, going to that event and finding people to practice with, to have the sessions with. So that's fine. You can take it from
Great.
There.
So, yeah, speaking to both of you, in order to, I guess, kind of hop on things and make sure that you kind of get started, I do recommend, if you can, watch all the videos by tomorrow night, and then you'll kind of know what there is to do, and then you can start booking those interviews, as many as possible, as quickly as possible. You can set up your to-do list, your Google Calendar. You can start creating your specialties list based on the templates that I'm going to give you. So, again, you can cheat liberally. You could take a look at my examples and pull from the ideas from there and quickly whip up your own. And then you'll be able to create your packages once you've done some of those interviews and you learn, what does everybody need? What do they really want right now? You know, what does your population currently really need in this day and age? And that's what goes in your packages. So that's what to do. If you can get all things done within a week, maybe, I don't know if you could get all the interviews done because I don't know what everyone else's schedules are, but the other things, for example, getting your to-do list set up, getting your Google Calendar set up, and your specialties list. I think that's all pretty doable within a week, like by the end of the week.
Yeah.
And then if you can get your price packages done by the end of the week as well, even if it's a first draft and you only have had, even if you've only had one or two interviews, or even if you've had no interviews, but you kind of have a sense about your population and you can guess what might be useful for them, go ahead and stick it in there. And really, what you might just put for your initial packages is, you know, coaching. Like, it doesn't have to have much more detail, too much more detail than that. But if you look at my package examples, you'll see that, like, in the big package, they get coaching, and then they get the crash course. They get access to the crash course. They get to join Freedom Tribe, which is the group where we do the family entanglement and childhood reimprinting work. And so for you guys, since you're first starting out, you don't have perhaps a pre-recorded class that you can give as part of your packages, and you don't have a group coaching program. Well, you don't yet. In the video, you will see that I say, I highly recommend you making your bottom package a group coaching experience, so that what goes in your biggest package might include some of the group coaching. It might be one of the gifts that you give. So I don't want to talk about that too much because you haven't watched the videos yet, and you don't know, you may not exactly know what I'm talking about until you watch the videos. So once you look at those, I think it'll be pretty self-explanatory. You may even be able to whip up your price packages before you've done any interviews, or maybe not. So remember that inside this members area, you have a place to ask me questions. If you go to the main dashboard, then click on questions. There's a link called questions. And in there, whenever you have a question, type it in there, and I will get back to you. So if you're about to sit down and create your packages, and you say, Dana, I haven't gotten any interviews yet, but I think I have a sense that I want to put this and this and this in my package. Am I understanding what you taught correctly? Like, does this seem like I've, you know, understood what you've said? Like, if that's what you need to say to me, you can put that in there.
Awesome.
And I will get back to you and clarify, like, yes, that's what I mean. Keep going. Create your packages just like that. Now make the three-tier package system like I showed you on the video, and you're good to go. So anytime you have a question, put it in this questions area. I will generally make you a video answer because I can not only tell you, I can show you. That's why video is better. And you can rewind it, pause it, play it as many times as you want. If it turns out that I think talking to you will be better than making a video, then I will answer your question, say, on the next coaching call, if it's kind of a general question that can wait. I also might just email you back the answer. So I'll just choose whichever method is the smartest, given your question. But that's where you send me all your questions. Does that make sense, my darlings?
Yes, very much.
Yes, it does.
All right, very good. So fantastic. Do hop on the Facebook group, post your introduction, introduce yourself, post your photo, and Giovanna, I need to send you the invite to the group. You're on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
I'm on, let me send you my, I'm going to send you my full name, and then it's easy to get me on Facebook.
Can you friend me on Facebook?
I can. Let me go on Facebook now. Actually, no.
Jenna, are you already part of the group? Are you already in?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect.
Do I just put Dana Garrison?
Should be.
Cool. Perfect. Then I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Then once you're introduced to each other, you know, you can put your phone numbers in there. It's a private group. Nobody else can see but us. So feel free to put your phone numbers and your emails in there and call each other to support each other in. You can ask each other questions, too. You don't have to just ask me. You've got each other as a team now. So you've got backup. And so you can actually help each other accomplish any of the things that I'm showing you. And you have me. So you've got like a whole circle of support around you. So don't be afraid to use each other, to contact each other and do things together and ask each other questions. And, yeah, and I will see you inside the Facebook group.
Awesome. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Thank you, Dana.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Go have a great rest of your weekend and have fun. Enjoy the videos. I had fun creating them and sharing with you these basic building blocks for creating your foundation. So I'm very excited to help you set that up. You're going to love having these pieces in place. And I will talk to the both of you, probably by voice, on the third Thursday of every month. So next month, third Thursday at 8, no, yes, 8 p.m.
Which month?
Okay.
But I'll see you inside the Facebook group
sooner
than that.
Thank you so much. Very excited.
Well, yay, absolutely.
My pleasure.
Go have a great one, ladies, and I will talk to you very soon.
Lots of love, then. Lots of love. Bye.
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 You are currently the only